Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news from Seamus Toomey. And Seamus, let's start with the pickleball news. What's going on?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, happy Friday. Breaking pickleball news. We've talked about before how pickleball is really spreading like wildfire around the city and the country as well. The Park District is in the process of building 50 new courts around the city. And now comes word that the United Center is going to host its first ever pickleball tournament December 30th. It's going to be before the Bulls take on the Pistons. It's a project of a guy by the name of Chris Clark. He got laid off during the pandemic from his corporate job, and he started a pickleball company, and it's called Toss and Spin. He's the CEO, and he's been teaching this game to kids and adults all around the country. He's been organizing tournaments. He had a big tournament on top of the old post office, which I thought sounded pretty cool. And now he's bringing it to the United Center. It's the first ever pickleball tournament in an NBA arena. So December 30th, if you buy a ticket to the Bulls game, you can get into that. Or if you're really good at pickleball, I think you can probably become a player as well.
I'm resisting it. It ruins your tennis game, I hear. let's find out about the city's oldest oak tree.
Right. This is sad news. One of the oldest residents of Chicago, this is a bur oak tree on the Lincoln Park Zoo property right outside the white-cheeked gibbon exhibit. It's reaching the end of its life cycle, the zoo is saying, and it's going to probably be cut down by April 1st. This tree is possibly the oldest in the city. It's about 300 years old, predates the founding of Chicago. It's hard to tell exactly which is the oldest tree in the city. There's one out in the Norwood Park Cemetery that could be a little bit older, and one on the Midway Plaisance that's about the same age. But boy, it's been there a long time. It's about 80% dead, they estimate. So to keep it from falling, they're probably going to have to cut it down pretty soon. So if you want to see living history or 80% living history, you got a couple months to go to the zoo and say goodbye.
Yeah, I hate to see those great old trees go. And finally, Eli's Cheesecake expanding, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Eli's has been working on a project to expand its Dunning neighborhood headquarters for a while now. So they're in the process of about a $10 million build out to build, you know, buy, make more cheesecakes for us, thank God. The city just gave them $1 million as part of a community development fund where they're going to open up a training center and education center within this factory. They had to cut it out of previous plans, but the city's getting them to put it back in so people can learn how to make cheesecakes and train for the factory work. And the most important part I saw was for new product testing. So I will go and try it out for you, Bob, to see if there's any new cheesecakes that need to hit the market. I promise it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Sign me up, too, will you? More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.